This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Eyes back here at the Woodshed in Lincolnwood. David Jenkins along. Gary Booker will be with us later on today. Game 1 of 8 at the second annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer here at Lincolnwood. It'll be Harston to jump for Hillsboro. Payne into the center jump circle for Lincolnwood. And the second annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer is underway. Tap controlled by the Lancers, and they will get it to start. When the initial planning for the shootout began, Lincolnwood did not have a girls' team, as that's stolen away by Tester out front. Throw ahead to Hooley. Layup is good. First bucket of the second annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer goes to Shelby Hooley, and Justin Milberg wants a quick timeout. 7:42 for the opening quarter. Hillsboro leads 2-0. We'll come back to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer following these messages. So after the quick timeout, 18 seconds into the game, here come the Lancers on the attack with Krager. She's going to rise up, miss it from 15, rebound down to Tester. Claire wants the run. She's got Harston out ahead, but Tester doesn't look up the floor, and she's going to be fouled by Avery Pope with a hand check. First foul of the ball game goes on the Lancers, Avery Pope. But it's just fitting that with the shootout being here at Lincolnwood, the Lancers got a girls' basketball team together for the season. It's been since the mid-80s, I think 1985, the last time Lincolnwood had girls' basketball. So it'll be a rough go. It's not about wins and losses this year for the Lancers. As Rupert fires a three, missed it. Offensive rebound to Tester. Leaves it on the baseline to Reynolds. Emily Reynolds back out to Tester. Claire, little head fake back to Emily. Top of the key it goes to Haley Major. Check that Hooley. She leaves it for Major. Comes up short there. Tester with the rebound. Reverse layup. No. Harston with the offensive rebound. She put it on the deck. Lost it. Then muscles it out to Hooley. Into the hands of Major. Skip pass to Claire Tester. Tester puts it on the deck. Bounces. Lost the handle. And we're going to get a jump ball. The arrow is going to give it to Hillsboro. Lancer's going to have a hard time containing Tester and Harston on the offensive glass. They are tenacious going after the ball. Oh, a beautiful out-of-bounds set. Harston slips through, and she lays it up and in off the left side. Lancers lost sight of Nakaya that time. 4-0 Hillsboro just underway. Second annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer here at T's alma mater, Lincolnwood. All the money raised today going to the Montgomery County Cancer Association as Herman's called for the travel, the second turnover on the Lancers.
Speaking about the Lincolnwood girls team in the inaugural season, inaugural for the first time since the 80s, Terry knew all about that 80s team, or knew all about the last time they suited up a team back in the 80s.
He was very happy when he heard that Lincolnwood was going to be getting their girls program back. He always lamented the fact that they didn't have their own team. They've had good players over the years. Hooley for three, cans it from straight on. Shelby Hooley has 5 early points. Of course, some of the great players for Nokomis over the years have been from Lincolnwood. Of course, Abby Brockmeyer went to Litchfield, but she was from Raymond. 7-0 Hillsboro with the lead. It's just going to be a growing season for the Lancers as they throw it away there. Miscommunication. Justin Milberg, very upbeat and positive with his team. He understands that they're going to take some lumps this year in terms of the wins and the losses, but he is trying to build something for the future. And when you're trying to build something for the future, you can't get caught up too much on the now. Here's Major, left alone, 18-footer, off the mark, no good, but Haley follows her shot, picks it up in the left corner. 5:40 for the first quarter, Tester, an 18-footer, rimmed it, rebound to the floor. Hooley's the first of the deck, will get a jump ball, and Lincolnwood gets it this time on the arrow. Lancers playing hard.
This might be the earliest either team plays all season long.
This is early. You might have a game start a little bit earlier in some different tournaments, but not by much.
Right.
When we started to put this shootout together, we were thinking about how early can we start? Because we liked the idea of an 8-game shootout. It's like we can't start before 9 o'clock. That's just not realistic. And so 9:30 is what we settled on.
And I think you have some holiday tournaments throughout the area that do have 9 o'clock starts. I think Waverly is 9 o'clock.
Day
I could be
after
wrong.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Down to Pope, blocked and fouled by Hooley. First personal foul on Hooley, first on the Toppers. Carletonville Pawnee girls coming up next here on WSMI. We want to see you out here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer at Lincolnwood. Remember, when you come, you pay once, and that's good for the rest of the day. Free throw is off the mark for Avery Pope.
I understand for Carlinville, their girls team got a few players dealing with illness this morning, so they won't be able to suit up.
That's been going around.
Yeah.
Second free throw for Pope. Good. And Lincolnwood on the board with 5:07 to play in the first quarter. Substitution at the table for the Lancers. Maggie McClellan going to check back in, replacing Sophie Rainwater, the 5'5 junior. Hillsboro on the road, orange uniforms. Hillsboro in white lettering with black trim across the front, white numerals. For Lincolnwood, the home white unis. Lancers in orange lettering with orange stripes down the side. Here comes Major, cut off. Leaves it for Tester at the right elbow. Claire gets into the paint, forces it up. Soft roll, and it goes down for Claire Tester. Just get it up on the rim. Good things can happen. 9-1 Hillsboro, 4:45 for the opening quarter. On the left wing with Herman. Sydney Herman, top of the key it goes to Payne. Caitlin Payne being hounded by Harston. Dangerous bounce pass, going to be stolen away by Hooley. Shelby Hooley goes up, counted, and the foul for Shelby. She has 7 first quarter points and a free throw coming.
She's an athlete. No matter the sport, seems to have an effect on her team.
Second team foul on Lincolnwood as they got that personal foul on Sydney Herman. Nope, they got it on Avery Pope, her second. Hooley for the old-fashioned three-point play. Toss is off the heel, too strong. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Harson. Saved the Tester off the window. It's good. What a hustle play from Nakia Harson. She was going out of bounds on the baseline, left side of the lane, and she was able to throw it kind of underhand off her hip right to Tester on the right block for the easy bucket. 13-1 toppers. Trapped in the corner is Prager. She steps through and draws the foul. Hooley, the guilty party. That's her second. She's been whistled for both Hillsboro fouls here in the opening quarter. 4:11 for quarter number one. In the deep corner on the baseline. And it's stolen by Harson. There was just nowhere to go there. The toppers almost gave it away in the backcourt, but Maddie Rupert picks it up for Hillsboro. Here they come in the front court. Lainey Rupert also in the game. Here's Hooley for a three. Missed it off the other side of the backboard. It's going to be out of bounds off of Lincolnwood. We'll stay on this end of the floor with Hillsboro.
Plenty of good seats still available here at the shootout for game one.
People starting to file in. And here's Harston, puts it on the floor, and she draws the foul. Third team foul. And they will get Caitlin Payne with the personal. That's her first. Baseline out of bounds for the toppers. In the right corner, Rupert open for three. Maddie rimmed it out, and the rebound off the floor picked up by Lincolnwood. Avery Pope triple teamed on the baseline, gets it ahead, down the floor, all alone, off the window. It's good for Cassie Krager. Nobody got back for Hillsboro. 13-3 toppers. On the left wing with Maddie Rupert. Top of the key, it goes to Hooley. On the right wing with Tester. Claire Tester puts it on the floor to the left elbow. Leaves it for Maddie Rupert. Up top to Hooley. They swing it right side with Lainey Rupert. Back into the hands of Hooley. Left elbow with Tester. She finds Maddie. Rupert open for three. Pure for Maddie Rupert. That thing didn't even graze the iron. 16-3 toppers. 3:10 for the opening quarter. Here at Lincolnwood High School, the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. And a travel out front as they're going to get Maggie McClellan with the travel. That's the sixth turnover on Lincolnwood. We want to thank some of our fine sponsors making the shootout possible. CTI Fiber, C&B Bank and Trust, John Blank, your shelter insurance agent, Steak and Shake Restaurant in Litchfield, Creekstone Kettle Works in Raymond. Among our wonderful sponsors here for the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. Off the left baseline, that was Emma Miller. She missed it too strong. Rebound, the last touch by the Lancers, and it will stay with the toppers. They leave Rupert alone. She'll fire and hit Maddie Rupert. A couple of triples here in the quarter off the Hillsboro bench, and it's 19-3 toppers. 2:40 for the opening quarter. Avery Pope, bounce pass on the right wing. Handling out there is Sydney Herman. She's in some trouble. Justin Milberg going to use a timeout. 2:32 for the first quarter. Game number one of the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. Hillsboro leading Lincolnwood 19-3. We'll come back to the woodshed following these messages on WSMI. following the Lancer timeout, Lincolnwood gets it in the backcourt to Avery Pope. Avery, the 5'5 freshman, in on the ground floor here for the Lincolnwood program. Off to Caitlin Payne. She is double-teamed at the elbow, gets it away to Pope. Avery, pass tipped and stolen by Emma Miller. Emma Miller throws ahead to Harson, a little behind Nakia, out of bounds, and the second turnover on Hillsborough. Oh. Gives it back to Lincolnwood, 2-11 for quarter number one. In it goes to Avery Pope. She will walk it across the timeline for the Lancers. That pass is tipped and stolen by Maddie Rupert. Up and down for the easy deuce. 8 first quarter points for Rupert. 21-3 toppers. When you're starting a varsity program like Lincolnwood is, you're going to have some scores that wind up like this. And as we said, they are building for something bigger in the future. Down to Payne, goes up strong, draws the foul on Harston. Nakia can't believe it. She thought she was straight up.
Well, not,
we'll send Caitlin Payne to the free throw line.
Not only have they established a high school program, there's also a junior high program for the girls as well, so they're really, really building it.
And that's where you have to build it from the ground up. Free throw for Payne is off the heel, too strong. Substitution for Lincolnwood, Maggie McClelland will check in, replacing Avery Pope. 102 seconds for the first quarter. Second free throw for the 5'10 junior Payne. Left it short. Rebound down to Miller for Hillsborough. Here comes Vanessa Compton, who's checked in for the topper. She leads it for Lainey Rupert. She wants the three too strong. Rebound to the floor picked up by Miller. Maddie, can she get it again? This one is off the mark. The rebound down to Lincolnwood and Cassie Krager. Into the hands of Maggie McClelland. Across the timeline comes McClelland. Pressure man-to-man. Compton picks up the ball pressure. Leaves it off for Herman, being guarded by Maddie Rupert. Top of the key to Caitlin Payne. Payne will leave it for McClelland. That pass is tipped, found its way to Herman. In traffic, she kicks it back out to McClelland. Final minute, first quarter. 2019 T-Toad Shootout versus Cancers. Harston steps in front, comes up with the steal. The throw ahead to Maddie Rupert, and Rupert missed the layup. Good hustle by Herman to alter that shot, and the rebound belongs to Lincolnwood. Off to Herman, 45 seconds for the quarter. Here comes Maggie McClelland. Down on the block, Caitlin Payne off the window, missed it. Good luck, couldn't finish. And the rebound down to Harston for the toppers. Here comes Vanessa Compton. Off to Maddie Rupert. Maddie, ball fakes the three, then she's fouled out there by Cassie Krager. Avery Pope to the table for Lincolnwood. She's going to check back in for the Lancers. She'll replace Sydney Herman. Baseline out of bounds for the toppers. They stack everybody right side of the lane. Lainey Rupert, 5'7 freshman, into Compton. Long two, left it short. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Maggie McClelland. She gets past Compton, comes into the front court. McClelland has it poked away from behind. She goes to the deck, and then she's going to be called for travel. She went down to a knee to get the basketball, ripped it away, and then came to her feet. That's a traveling violation. 11th turnover on the Lancers here in the quarter. 18.3 seconds for the opening quarter. Hillsborough has started fast here today. Carlinville Pawnee girls coming up next here on FM 106. Then four boys games begin at 12:30. 10 seconds for the quarter. Toppers holding for that final shot. Lainey Rupert off to Compton. Maddie Rupert, pass was behind her. She's going to fire for a three, left it a little short. And that's the opening quarter. After 8 minutes, it is Hillsborough 21, Lincolnwood 3. You're listening to the second annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. Welcome back to the Woodshed at Lincolnwood, the second annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. Second quarter underway of game number one. Hillsborough leading Lincolnwood 21-3 in girls action as Tester has it. Now a bounce pass back to Hooley. She drives into a crowd and draws the foul. Fifth foul on Lincolnwood. And let's see, they are going to get with that personal foul. Sophie Rainwater. Sophie, a 5'5 junior. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsborough. Haley Major gets it in the left corner to Emily Reynolds. And Reynolds wasn't ready for the return pass from Compton, hit her right in the head. And then the ball bounced out of bounds and last touched by Lincolnwood. That was just defense mode for Emily Reynolds there. She caught it out of the corner of her eye, but all she could do was duck.
I think, fortunately, it hit her on the shoulder.
Okay. That's much better than the face. Toppers maintain. Here's Compton. 18-footer left wing, yes, for Vanessa Compton. Vanessa's first bucket. An early 20-point lead for the Toppers. 7:20 for the first half. All the money raised today to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. Ball was poked away, and McClellan tracked it down on the sideline. She was immediately trapped, and as she stepped through the trap, she draws the foul.
Very good trap defense here early by the Toppers. They've had a lot of those.
They like to pressure you defensively. Justin Milberg wants a timeout. 7-11 for the first half. Hillsborough leading Lincolnwood 23-3. We'll come back to the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer following these messages. Thanks to some of our wonderful sponsors, Quality Flooring, Sears Hometown Store in Litchfield, the First National Bank of Litchfield, and Hicks Maytag in Gillespie. Our wonderful sponsors making this T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer possible. All the money be raised today to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. Here come the Lancers out of the timeout on the offensive rebound. McClellan puts it up and in. Maggie's first bucket. Makes it 23-5 Hillsborough. Maddie Rupert on the attack. Leaves for Compton. On the left wing with Haley Major. She got some of that KT tape on her left shoulder, and Reynolds called for a travel when she made the catch on the baseline. Third Hillsborough turnover. First of eight games here at Lincolnwood. Out front with Sydney Herman. Herman picked up the dribble, and she threw it away. She was trying to go high-low with Payne, but she just airmailed it right out of bounds. The 12th turnover on the Lancers. The Lincolnwood boys will play Litchfield at 5 o'clock tonight. The Hillsborough boys will play the final game against New Berlin tonight. So Hillsborough opens it up, and they will shut it down. That is really true for Brett Teakin. He's here coaching the Lady Toppers. Then, of course, his son Jace will be on the floor tonight for the Hilltoppers. Down low it goes to Compton. Off the window, it's good for Vanessa. She has 4 points, 25-5. Hillsborough with the lead. Lincolnwood has the ball. 6:05 for the first half of play. Top of the key with Caitlin Payne. Payne leaves it for Avery Pope, right side of the key, being guarded by Maddie Rupert. Down on the block to McClellan, around and down for Maggie. Used the window nicely, rattled it home. 4 points for McClellan, 25-7 Hillsborough. Rupert across the floor to Major. Top of the key to Compton, high post to Tester. Down on the left block to Reynolds, out to Rupert. Maddie open for three. Yes, Maddie Rupert has 11. That's her third triple of the half. Maddie, a 5'6 junior. Waits across midcourt for Avery Pope. Picks up the ball pressure there. Into the hands of Maggie McClellan. Tester went for the steal, didn't get it, winds up on her knees, and then a travel on Caitlin Payne. That'll be the 13th turnover on Lincolnwood. Tester hit the ground hard there, landed on both of her knees, kind of slid across the floor a little bit. 5:23 for the first half. 28-7. Hillsborough with the lead. Payne out, and Cora Steffens has checked in. Stevens, a 5'10 sophomore. Harston airmailed it over Tester, but Rupert able to track it down at the left elbow. Into the hands of Major, back to Rupert. Bounce pass to Haley. Major tees up the three, left it a little short. Offensive rebound, Harston. Nakaya kicks it in the corner. Reynolds, a long baseline, Jay, no. Rebound tapped around. Tester has it underneath. High off the glass, it's good for Claire Tester. Relentless on the boards are the Hilltoppers.
Claire right there was one topper surrounded by four Lancers underneath the basket, so that shows how much work she had to do.
4:45 for the first half. 30-7, Hillsborough leading. Game one of the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer here at Terry's alma mater. Out front with Stevens, and that's going to be an offensive foul. She was just trying to create space and kind of swung that arm out there right in to Nakaya Harston. That was not real subtle. 4:32 for the first half. Well, they called Harston on the foul. This was a little more subtle than I gave her credit for.
He sold it.
Out it goes to McClelland, and she is fouled right at midcourt.
Right before and over and back, too. He had her dangerously close to that timeline.
That foul on Haley Major, her first, team sixth. Sideline trigger right by the scorer's table for Lincolnwood. 4.5 minutes for the first half. Cassie Krager looking. Gets it into a crowd to Herman. High post it goes to Stevens. Back to Pope. Avery for three. Missed it off to the right. Offensive rebound. Stevens is good. Cora Stevens has her first bucket of the T-Toad shootout versus Cancer. And it's 30-9 toppers. Here's Maddie Rupert. Top of the key to Major. Skip pass on the baseline. Tester will fire. Too strong. And the rebound to Herman. Outlet pass to McClellan. Here comes Maggie. She's going to stop, pop, and too strong from 16. Rebound down to Hillsborough. Into the hands of Haley Major. Haley comes into the front court, leaves it for Rupert. Maddie back to Major. Here's Reynolds. She wants an 18-footer off the right wing cure for Emily Reynolds. Emily Reynolds' first bucket of the day. Got to remember not to say first bucket of the night.
Yeah.
That's morning. We got games in the morning. We got games in the afternoon. We got games in the evening.
You say day, you'll be good no matter what time of day it is.
That's a good call right there. 3.5 minutes for the first half. 32-9 Hillsborough. Toppers looking to stop their little two-game losing streak here. Losses to Marquette and Greenville the last two times out. Ooh. Are we going to get offensive this time, or are we going to get Harston again? That time it is offensive. Same situation as last time. Got away with it once, not twice.
Well, it could have been where they just called the wrong team last time, and I don't know.
She was trying to create space, and you can't do that. Well, you can do it, but you're not going to get away with it when you're out in the middle of the floor one-on-one. Down in the block, in the post, you can get away with that type of contact. On the baseline, they dump it down. Does Miller to Harston, missed it. Nakia fights hard for the rebound, jars it loose right to Tester. Claire's follow won't go, and Lincolnwood clears it out with Cassie Krager. One thing Terry always talked about, and it's a big misconception about basketball, is people don't think it's a contact sport. It's a contact sport.
Oh, yes, it is, yeah.
It's not a collision sport like football, but it is definitely a contact sport. McClellan comes up short. Outlet pass. Rupert ahead. Laney Rupert off the window. It's good from Maddie to Laney. And Laney has her first bucket. Always talk about, was there an advantage gained? If there's no advantage gained, we play on. Terry always said he was a terrible official. He just was on time.
But he knew the rules well.
Oh, he knew the rules very well. And he was a good official.
Yes.
He would never say it. They will get the foul on Avery Pope. That's the third on Avery. And that puts Lincolnwood over the limit, I do believe, on the seventh team foul. 2:16 for the first half. That was an offensive foul on Pope. And, of course, you don't shoot free throws on an offensive. Moving screen is the call. 2:16 for the first half. 34-9, Hillsborough leading. They will take it out of bounds in the backcourt. Maddie Rupert leaves it off for Laney Rupert. Laney's just a freshman. Claire Tester out front on the baseline to Harston. Nakia, top of the key to Laney. Left wing to Maddie. Back on the baseline to Harston. Nakia, does she put it on the floor? She did, but we got a 3-second count on the toppers. Their fourth turnover. Emily Reynolds will check back in, replacing Claire Tester. 2:03 for the first half. 34-9. Coming up at halftime, John Blank with Shelter Insurance will have his first of eight chances for someone to win $500.
It's a lot of cash.
It's burning a hole in his pocket, David. He wants to give it away.
I say it's a lot of cash. I don't know if they're giving you cash or a check, but it's a lot of money.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
It all spins the same, David. Here's a turnover. Reynolds. Check that. Miller ahead to Laney Rupert. Nope. Back to Emma Miller off the window. It's good. Her first bucket. You make a layup, free throw, three-pointer, half-court shot in 30 seconds. You get $500.
It's harder than it sounds.
Well, yeah, it's harder than it sounds. You think that sounds easy?
No. How much time did you have again?
30 seconds.
30 seconds, yeah. That's not a lot.
90 seconds for the first half. Emma Miller into the passing lane, comes up with the steal. Down the right side, the layup. Oh, way too strong. Rebound, though, picked up by the toppers. And Maddie Rupert off to Nakia. Harston drives, kicks to Miller. Too strong again. Rebound to Emily Reynolds. Another chance for Hillsborough. 70 seconds for the half. Here's Laney Rupert on the left wing. Maddie Rupert for three, missed it this time. And the rebound to the floor, picked up there by Rainwater. She lost it and picked up by Harson off the window. It's good for Nakaya. She has 4 points. 38-9 with 50 seconds for the first half. Now the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up here in 48.1 seconds of game action. Little hand check out there on the Toppers. They will get Laney Rupert with the hand check. Substitution, Vanessa Compton at the table. She will check in, replacing Maddie Rupert. Maddie's had a nice half. Three triples and 11 points. That leads all scorers.
We've got some new teams into the shootout this year as well.
We do, yeah. Carrollton Hawks are in. The North Mac Panthers are in. Of course, Rochester and Plains, along with New Berlin. Free throw is no good. And it's picked up by Nakaya Harson, of course, the Lincolnwood Lady Lancers, new into the shootout this year. Here's Laney Rupert for three, way too strong. Rebound, though, belongs to Emma Miller. Emily Reynolds, baseline jump shot, no. And the rebound down to Lincolnwood. Nice rebound in there by Caitlin Payne. Of course, Southwestern boys.
That's right.
This year.
More new teams than I thought.
Stolen by Emma Miller. 18 seconds for the half. Miller puts on the brakes, left it short. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Laney Rupert. Bad angle, missed it, and the rebound to the Lancers. 10 seconds for the half. Knocked away by Miller. Tried to save it from going out of bounds, but could not do so. It'll be Lincolnwood ball, 7.2 seconds for the first half. Link to the floor. The Lancers must go. Krager gets it into Avery Pope. Clock running, 5 seconds. Across midcourt with 4 seconds. Rupert in the corner, and she threw it away. She just passed without looking at that time. 19th turnover on Lincolnwood. They're going to say that was tipped, actually, so it'll stay with the Lancers. 1.5 seconds on the baseline in the front court. Krager gets it in at the horn. Good if it goes, and it was not too strong for Haley Dom. So one half of the Tito Shootout versus Cancer in the books. Hillsboro leading Lincolnwood 38-9. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. We're streaming all day long at WSMIRadio.com through the facilities of Network One Sports. Of course, we'll have all these games podcasted for you tomorrow as well at WSMIRadio.com. The Toppers lead 38-9, led 21-3 after one quarter, outscored Lincolnwood 17-6. In the second quarter, Maddie Rupert leading all scorers in the ball game as she has 11 points, 3 three-pointers accounting for those 11 points. Lancers will get the basketball to start the second half. Fun day. It's been like a kid on Christmas morning just counting down, just waiting.
It's a fantastic day just being here all day, watching basketball all day.
This is Terry's dream day.
Oh, yeah.
A full day of hoops. Hillsborough comes out in a little zone piece. It's maybe a 2-1-2, and Lincolnwood turns it over to start. 19 turnovers now for the Lancers.
You normally have to wait for the holidays for this kind of thing, but now you have another opportunity.
That's right. And, you know, we got some great raffle items out there. I mean, some fantastic handcrafted stuff. We got some autographed Cardinal memorabilia, just some great packages out there. So if you're looking for Christmas stuff, come on out. Get yourself in the raffle. Here's Major, one dribble pull up from the corner, missed it, out of bounds, off of Hillsborough to belong to Lincolnwood.
Do not have to be present to win either, I understand.
That's exactly right. You do not have to be present to win. We'll call you on Monday.
That's right.
Let you know if you've won.
Tim Mize will call you?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so, yeah.
How about that? If you win, you get a call from Tim Mize as well.
I don't know if that's enticing people, David.
Well.
Like, I don't want to talk to that guy. Are you crazy? Lincolnwood ball on the sideline. Their pass was tipped out of play. It'll be Cassie Krager to throw in. She will get it into Avery Pope. Avery between the circles trying to get inside this zone piece of the Toppers. They were man-to-man all half. Now it's a trapping zone on the sideline. McClellan gets it away. Justin Milberg going to use a timeout, and he's down to just one remaining. 7-10 for the third quarter. Hillsboro leading Lincolnwood 38-9. Game one of the day here at the second annual Tito Shootout versus Cancer. Back to Lincolnwood High School in just a moment. Following the Lancer timeout, Lincolnwood has the ball in the front court on the sideline. They get it into Avery Pope. Avery picks up the dribble out the volleyball spike line, gets it away to Payne, fires for 15 online but short, and the rebound down to Harston. She leaves it off for Haley Major. What a softball player Haley Major is.
Coming off a very good season.
In the corner, leaves it for Harston. Nakaya rises up, left it short. Saved by Reynolds, picked up by Tester. Claire, a runner off the window. It's good for Claire Tester. She has a... Claire has the ability to score from some awkward angles. But the one thing that's consistent is she gets her shoulders square. The lower half can be going whichever which way. The shoulders have to be at the bucket. Steal by Major, rejected by Avery Pope. Oh, what a block from Pope. She brings it out. Throws ahead to Payne. Oh, off the underside of the rim. She got too far under the bucket and then tracked down in the corner, but on the sideline was McClellan.
You said Pope is just a freshman?
Avery Pope is a freshman.
So that's something to be excited for, looking forward.
Yeah, there's some bright spots here, no doubt about it, for the Lincolnwood team. Of course, if they would have started this program several years ago, they could have had Abby Brockmeyer.
They could have.
On the right wing with Haley Major. Of course, Venetia Waterman back in those Nokomis days. A Raymond girl. Here's Hooley, top of the key three, online but short. Rebound down to Lincolnwood. Lancers want to run a little bit with Cassie. Checked out McClellan. She will pull it up as she comes into the front court. In the corner it goes with Sydney Herman. Top of the key with Pope. Avery, one dribble, leaves it left elbow. McClellan fires, a little bit strong. And the rebound down to Harston for the Toppers. 5:40 third quarter, first game of the day here at the Tito Shootout versus Cancer. Hooley on the wing with Rupert. Checked out Major. Haley Major gets it off to Hooley. Left wing now with Emily Reynolds. In the corner with Tester. Claire Tester, skip pass, top of the key, Hooley. Shelby puts it on the deck, kicks the Major. Baseline jump shot, a little strong. Offensive rebound, Tester put back good. 10 points for Claire Tester. 42-9, Toppers leading. That ball's blocked like a volleyball player by Major, picked up off the floor by Harston. Blocked that with both hands. That was just like a block in volleyball. Major skip pass to Reynolds. Emily has to stick one hand up and slow it down. Tracks it down in front of the sideline. Here's Tester in the left corner. Off to Reynolds. Emily, underhand shovel to Hooley. Back to Major in the right corner. Return pass to Hooley. Left wing to Reynolds. Emily thought about the three, decides against it, into the hands of Hooley. Shelby, bounce pass, baseline, Major, yes. Haley Major's first bucket. Off the assist from Reynolds, 44-9. Hillsborough leading, jumped out to a 21-3 lead after one quarter of play. In the right corner with Herman. That pass, intended for Pope, nearly stolen by Major, but Avery able to corral. McClellan, dangerous cross-court pass, tipped by Reynolds, out of bounds, last touch by Hillsborough. Line change now for the Toppers. Emma Miller checks in, Maddie Rupert in, Lainey Rupert in, Vanessa Compton in. And let's see, who's staying on the floor?
I don't think any. Oh, Tester.
Tester stays on. 4:15, third quarter, game one of the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. Ball's kicked over there by Hillsborough. And we were all so glad that Terry was able to make it to the first shootout last year. I know that was a big day for him, but it meant a lot to everybody that he was there. Here we are at his alma mater, as Avery Pope almost had that stolen. Gets it away to Payne, partially blocked, picked up underneath by Krager, and then she throws it away. 20-second turnover on the Lancers. All the money raised going to the Montgomery County Cancer Association, so come out today to Lincolnwood and help support a great cause. The MCCA does so much for so many around our area. A great organization. An organization that was near and dear to Terry's heart long before he was ever diagnosed with cancer. Terry was such a community-minded man. Here's Compton on the pull-up from the elbow. Missed it. Offensive rebound rattles out for Lainey Rupert. She can't believe it. She looks to the sky in shock and disbelief. It's going to be out of bounds off of Hillsborough.
I believe Terry spoke at the MCCA birthday event a few times before he was ever diagnosed with cancer.
That's exactly right. He was all about community. Here's Payne. Missed it from 7 feet. Tracked down by Maddie Rupert on the baseline. 3 minutes for the third quarter. 44-9. Hillsborough leading. Bobby Allen not here today. He's taking the freshman toppers over to a tournament in Taylorville. First game of the day, the early 9:30 tip. Rupert feeds it with the bounce pass in the middle of the lane, stolen. Probably a bad pass there and led Miller into trouble. Ball's jarred loose on the deck. We're going to get a jump ball as Vanessa Compton to the floor for Hillsborough. Maggie McClellan on the deck for the Lancers. 2:38 for the third quarter. Carlton DeVille Pawnee girls coming up next. That's scheduled for an 11 o'clock tip. We stayed on schedule pretty good last year.
We did.
If we can keep her on schedule this year.
There is no running clock in these tournaments, is there?
No, the running clock's in this year.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Fourth quarter, yeah. Vanessa Compton attacks, draws the foul. She'll have free throws. Yeah, that was put back in this year, so.
What is the margin?
30 points going to the fourth quarter.
Okay. That'll help us stay on time, potentially. I don't know. We may not have a lot of games that are like that.
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
You never know, though. Free throw for Compton is a little bit strong. 4 points tonight for Compton. As Vanessa, the 5'6 junior. Second toss is off the mark. Compton misses the pair. And the rebound down to Avery Pope. Here come the Lancers into the front court. That's Cassie Prager. Leaves it for Herman. Fires a three. A little bit short. Tipped back to Pope. She'll fire from 15. And it rattles down for Avery Pope. Her first field goal. Gets Lincoln Wood in the double figures. 44-11. You can hear Justin Milberg encouraging his girls. They continue to play hard. It's a learning experience. They get a little bit better each and every game. Here's Maddie Rupert. Long two. She got it off the right wing. Maddie Rupert feeling it today. She has a baker's dozen.
I mean, lack of effort is not an issue here with this Lincolnwood team. I mean, they're down big right now, but still playing hard defense.
Well, Lincolnwood's going to play hard, whether it's boys, girls, whatever. Lancers have always brought the effort and the energy. Here is Rainwater. Check that. Stevens missed it. Fights, gets it back. That's McClellan. Her follow won't go. And the rebound down to the toppers. Rupert. Long outlet to Laney Rupert. Left-hand layup is no good. Rattled out. Offensive rebound. Tester good. Tester with a dozen. 70 seconds for the third quarter. It's easy to play hard when you're winning big. It's not as easy to play hard when you're losing big. So that's a real testament to the players and the coaching staff that they continue to play as hard as they do. Foul line jump shot from Pope, no good. Picked up underneath by McClellan. Ooh. High off the window and actually over the window and out of bounds.
That'll happen.
Tester out. Emily Reynolds back in for Hillsborough. Cora Stevens checks out for Lincolnwood. And Sophia Rainwater back into the action. Final minute, third quarter. Hillsborough in control, 48-11. Amy Rupert on the left wing into the hands of Vanessa Compton. Off to Maddie Rupert, back to Compton. Return pass to Maddie. Bounced it once, right back to Compton. They swing it left side. Laney Rupert, 18-footer. Yes, pure for Laney Rupert. She has four. She's a good-looking freshman, is Laney Rupert. And who knows what type of battle Rupert and Pope might have by the time they're seniors.
Yeah. This could be the start of a rivalry today. We could be looking back on this day.
20 seconds for the third quarter. Short was McCrager's shot. And the rebound down to the toppers. Compton checks the clock. Brett Deacon says he wants one shot here. 50-11 toppers. Laney Rupert with 8 seconds. She was open, but coach said one shot. She passes on another one. 5 seconds. Now it's time to go with three. Compton to Maddie. Rupert for three at the horn. Short. Laney Rupert rebound. No. After three quarters here in game number one of the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, it is Hillsborough leading Lincolnwood 50-11. Back with the fourth quarter following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. Tim Mize with you here on FM 106. They're just doing a 50-50 drawing here, and the young man has donated it back. Good for that young fella right there. That is very, very nice. Give him a round of applause for donating it back. When a young kid donates it back, what a great sign and what a very nice gesture by that young man. So here we go, fourth quarter of game number one, 50-11 Hillsborough. So glad you're along with us. We hope to see you out here at Lincolnwood today. Pay once, good all day. All the money raised to the Montgomery County Cancer Association underneath with Rainwater too strong. And the rebound, we're going to get a jump ball. And on the arrow, it will belong to Hillsboro. 7:35 for the ball game. Carletonville Pawnee girls coming up next. David Jenkins will have that call. Gary Boker will be along later today with the call of several games. Gary will broadcast three. David will broadcast two, and I'll broadcast two more after this. Harston fires for three, but she shuffled her feet before she got the shot up. She's got a big smile on her face. Nakaya's always smiling. She's one of those fun kids to be around. She has a good time. I remember being up with the Toppers last year at the state tournament, and she enjoyed herself. Topper is able to keep it loose and then all business when it's time to play. Tester steps into the passing lane, comes up with the steal. Now she slows it up into the front court. 6:50 for the ball game. Got raffle items out in the lobby here. Major for three, missed it. Rebound down to the Lancers and Stevens. Make sure when you come out, make sure you get your tickets bought for that and get your name in that raffle. We got all sorts of items out there. And it's not like a flea market. There is good handcrafted stuff and good autographed memorabilia. So there's a lot to be had out there in the raffle. You do not have to be present to win the raffle. We'll have the drawing at halftime of the last game, but you do not need to be present to win. If you win, we'll call you on Monday and tell you that you won. 6:14 for the ball game. Lincolnwood has taken a timeout. Hillsboro leads 50-11. We'll come back to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, David Jenkins back here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer following the timeout. Lancers have the basketball. 6:05 for the ball game. Here is Herman, left it short, and it's out of bounds to Hillsboro. Justin Milberg seems like the perfect guy for this task for Lincolnwood. He's an upbeat fella. He's an intense guy, no doubt about it, but he has the right mentality to lead this Lincolnwood program here as they try to get themselves established. On the right wing with Major, she drives baseline, reverse layup, slipped out of her hand on the way up, and the rebound down to Avery Pope. 5.5 minutes for game number one. Hillsboro jumped Lincolnwood early and has never looked back. Herman for three, can't get it to go. Rebound down to Haley Major. Major will slow it up and now leave it off for Shelby Hooley. Across the timeline comes Hooley on the left wing with Reynolds. Emily Reynolds, top of the key on the right wing with Haley Major. Major back to Hooley on the left wing with Reynolds. Toppers, big smiles on their faces. They're having some fun. Tester wants the three. Back rimmed it. Goes right to Harston. Nakaya wants the three. Back rimmed it. Harston was just itching to take that three-pointer. She doesn't get to take many of them, so when she had the opportunity, she was putting it up. 4:50 for the ball game. 50-11. Toppers leading.
You know, and these girls should be having fun. I mean, they're playing a game out here. That's what it's all about.
That is what it's all about. You are exactly right. That is in the spirit of T-Toad right there. Brett Teakin takes a timeout, but it's just for a substitution here as he wants to get some new kids into the lineup. Hey, we want to thank our sponsors here for the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, CTI Fiber, CNB Bank and Trust, John Blank, your shelter insurance agent, Steak and Shake Restaurant in Litchfield, Creekstone Kettleworks in Raymond, Quality Flooring, 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16. Your Sears Hometown Store in Litchfield. By the First National Bank of Litchfield. Hicks Maytag in Gillespie. By Gachardo CPAs in Gillespie and Litchfield. Carletonville Area Hospital. And by Cravagna Funeral Home and Crematory in Gillespie, Bunnell, and Bunker Hill. Thanks to all of those sponsors for making the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer a reality. Of course, all the money we raise goes to the Montgomery County Cancer Association, and the MCCA has been on board with us from the get-go for this event, so we're very grateful to them for all the volunteers and all the time they put in to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. Here's Maddie Rupert on the right block to Nakaya Harston. Draws a double team, pivots around, kicks it out to Vanessa Compton. Emma Miller's back on the floor, as is Laney Rupert. Rupert now has it on the left wing. and threw it to no one in particular, but Maddie Rupert tracks it down. I think she thought Nakia was going to go all the way to the top of the key. Harston cut off the route. Now Harston has it. Spins baseline. Yes, for Nakia Harston. She's a good ball player. Six for Harston. 52-11 Toppers.
And something we noticed about the Toppers on offense this morning is they are very patient and have a lot of good ball movement. They're not forcing any shots.
No, they're very well coached. Brett Teagan's been doing it for 19 years now. That is blocked over there by Emma Miller. Ahead to Maddie Rupert. Throw ahead to Lainey Rupert. Toppers can't hardly contain their giddiness out there right now. They are having fun. Lainey, nice ball fake. Got it on the rim, missed it. Harson offensive rebound is good for Nakia. She has eight.
She's a good-looking player, too.
Oh, yeah, she is solid. Harston and Tester both, you know, last year as sophomores, huge roles in that postseason run for Hillsboro. Harston comes up and gets the block. Now she winds up on the ground, and it's going to be out of bounds off of, I think, Lincolnwood. It'll be Hillsboro ball.
And I think that might have been some of the questions coming into the season for Hillsboro. What is life like after last year's squad and after the departure of Sammy Matouche?
It's a different team. They were so guard dominant a year ago. This year, the strength of this club is on the inside with Harston and Tester. The guard play is talented, just inexperienced. Mm-hmm. So as the year goes on, they're going to get better and better and better. Lainey Rupert can't get it to go. She's got a good-looking shot from the outside as Harston comes up with the rebound, and she is fouled on the baseline. Clock is running, 2.5 minutes for the ball game. 54-11 Hillsboro. You think about these guards for the Toppers, you know, Maddie Rupert, Lainey Rupert, Haley Major, of course. As the season goes along and they get more experience, this team should be dangerous the second half of the year coming to regional time.
Yeah. And despite losing a lot from last year's team, they did not soften up the schedule either.
Oh, they don't do that. No, they never soften up the schedule. They go out and play people. Yeah. Anybody, anywhere. Brett Teagan, of course, played for Steve Kimbrough at Nakoma, so he has that mentality. Yeah. You know, he doesn't want to just rack up a 30-win season playing teams that aren't of their caliber.
Right.
He'll take some losses. Like, they go over to Taylorville every year. They take their losses, but they compete, and they're always better for it.
And be at Highland in January as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They've been over there for a long time now. 95 seconds for the game. Toppers have it following a Lancer turnover. Vanessa Compton wants a three ball off the back rim, too strong. Rebound to Emma Miller. Into the hands of Lainey Rupert. Off the Tester and Claire Travel. Shuffle their feet with her head fake. 80 seconds for the ball game. Amanda Seelbach will check in. 5'5 freshman. Out goes Sophie Rainwater. So game one, 70 seconds from completion. Carlinville at Pawnee. Girls coming up next at 11. Then Carlinville-Carrollton boys begin at 12:30. Gillespie North Mac boys at 2. Nakoma Southwestern boys at 3:30. Lincolnwood Litchfield boys at 5 as the shot from Stevens off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Hillsboro. Final two games, 6:30 tip. Girls action, Rochester against Pleasant Plains at 8 o'clock. And boys action, Hillsboro faces New Berlin. High post with Miller. Here's Lainey Rupert, open for three. Back rim to two strong. Rupert tracks down her own shot, though, in the left corner. She's going to drive baseline now. Laney's cut off there, kicks it out to Compton. Half a minute to play. Maddie Rupert on the right wing. Leaves it for Vanessa Compton. High post to Miller. Emma down to Lainey Rupert, and she used the ball fake, and it was a good one because it got the Lancer defender up in the air, Cora Stevens. And she came down on Rupert a little bit. Mary Anderson checks in, a 5'5 sophomore, replacing Stevens. Just 8 seconds for the ball game. 54-11 in underneath to Compton. They're going to pull it out, and they will not take a shot. Game one of the second annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer goes to the Hillsboro Hilltoppers as they beat Lincolnwood 54-11. We'll come back to the woodshed in Lincolnwood following these messages on WSMI.